The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Facebook is coming. The social media giant is to get into audio and podcasts, according to Recode. Announcements are due today. It describes a podcast discovery product that will be connected with Spotify, an audio-only version of Rooms, a separate Clubhouse-like product, and a way for Facebook users to add voice messages to their newsfeed. Meanwhile, Apple Podcasts Connect is broken again. The ability to submit new shows for review is temporarily unavailable, it says to us today. That might be related to a big Apple announcement tomorrow, or perhaps it's just broken. It's been broken off and on for the last month or so. Google Podcasts has added episode recommendations on its website. The For You tab has been available in their app for some time. What does Spotify really think of RSS? Michael Mignano, the co-founder of Anchor and head of Podcaster for Spotify, writes about the limitations and trade-offs with RSS, adding that Spotify is also interested in pushing the medium of audio beyond the limitations of the RSS standard. Podsites has released their conversions benchmark report for quarter 1 21. The company has partnered with Experian to show demographic information for campaigns that the company ran over the past year and which categories do best in podcast advertising. Joe Rogan went exclusive on Spotify in December 2020. How's that going for him? We link to his Google Trends today. Either everyone knows where he is and nobody needs to Google for him anymore, or locked behind a proprietary registration wall, nobody wants to Google for him anymore. Netflix is looking for a head of audio for podcast programming in Los Angeles in California. Chartable has announced retention analytics, discovering how long your podcast listeners stick around. Rephonic has added a new episode search to its service, as well as estimated listener numbers and search operators. And Eric Dine has joined Podchaser as an advisor. He was previously Stitcher CEO. And for the tech stuff today, Podcast Index has now indexed over 3 million podcasts. It backs up a number of conversations we've had last week for an upcoming article. Apple Podcasts is being increasingly ignored by some podcasters, particularly outside the US, as a place to add their show, even when it works. The Podcast Index social website now hosts a regular video chat every weekend. There's details over there. Your podcast app might be calling itself Apple Core Media, and your podcast host might be claiming it's a play from Apple Podcasts when it's not. I've posted a list of apps that use Apple Core Media under certain circumstances. You'll find it in our show notes and our newsletter today. Want to make sure your podcast app never calls itself Apple Core Media and therefore your app doesn't get credit for plays? We link to some code to do just that from John Spurlock today. He's also launched a new simple podcast called Reflections. It simply reads back your podcast app's user agent, the time, and your IP address. It might be useful to help you discover which apps call themselves what. Podcast news returns tomorrow, and that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.